So I think we got our into business aviation in the early 90s. I want to say late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there. And we started off in a Navajo, Piper Navajo, and then moved into a Cheyenne. And then from there into a Citation II, and now we're in our Citation III.
Okay.
So the way we started into business aviation was for two primary reasons. One is that in order to get a what we felt was a competent, hardworking, and yet cost-effective place to produce windows, most of our plants are not in very densely populated areas. So getting a flight from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, direct to our location of where our plant is at is just not feasible. So at the time, our president was, of course, spending really a day to get from the plant where our home office is to the satellite plant, which we were trying to grow and expand our business.
Mm-hmm.
And so he looked at business aviation as an option to now what used to take him a day, of a whole day, Monday or Sunday, to get to the plant, he now could be there literally within 2 hours from the point of takeoff to the point of walking in the front door of the operation. So that was the first reason, and the primary reason, is it allowed us to get to our operations from the home office a lot quicker. And, you know, obviously, the more we can be there on site, the more value we can provide to our team members, and hopefully then that value is passed on to the customer and you're able to increase your market share and, of course, and increase job opportunities. The second reason is that from a customer's perspective, if you're the single largest marketing tool you have is your own people. Well, the only way that your customer ever gets to see your people is if you can get them to your plant. Otherwise, they only have one person they ever interact with, and that's the salesperson. Well, the salesperson's best sales tool is the manufacturing plant. Well, because a lot of our plants are in rural locations, now we're back to the same scenario again, that getting a customer from their densely populated area and getting them from that area to our plant and back in a day, in most cases, is what our tours are comprised of, and their time is very valuable. So you have to do it in a day if you really want to be able to show them this asset. Then business aviation is the only way to make that possible. So whether you charter an aircraft or whether you have your own aircraft that you can fly in, pick them up, bring them in for a tour, show them the value your company has to offer, and then get them home that same evening, you know, first of all, their quality of life is higher, they're not as drained, and hopefully they've tied that experience with the fact you're an efficient company to do business with. So not only did you make it easy for them to get in and out to see your operation, they've now seen that that's the type of company you are, so you just want to make business easy.